Okay, let's get started.
Tony did, actually. I didn't know how to do that. Where's the switch? How do I turn this thing on? But he said it took my timeline.
Let's let the record show that we came back from the adjournment at 8:40, thereabouts. I can't see that far anymore.
8:37.
The little hand is on.
You know what? Let's use the $1 million.
8:38. Thank you. Okay. The next item on the agenda is the discussion of the process for appointing
two board committees.
Oh, board committee. My goodness, I'm sorry. I was skipping ahead. Yes. It's that time of the year where we appoint board committees. I've talked to some of the directors, asked them if what their druthers were in terms of committees they're already on or new areas that they would like to explore. Let me find my sheet of paper here, which always disappears at the wrong time. It's a policy of the board at the beginning of the year to address the standing committees, and which are in the, by the way, the policy, it's in the handbook. We will make sure that they are published on the web so that everybody knows which committees are which and who's on the committees. This is the lifeblood of the community service. This is where the board really has the opportunity to make things happen for us all. And so I honestly encourage everyone to think about being able to serve in an area on a committee or two that you feel you can make a difference. Let me go over the committees that I believe we have. These are standing committees. There is the executive committee. Now, the executive committee is normally the president, the vice president, and the general manager, And we deal with personnel issues, labor negotiations, and confidential and emergency matters. So that committee is pretty much set. The rest are not in terms of a structure. There's a finance committee, very, very important. There is the solid waste committee, the intergovernmental committee, which we haven't had a lot going on there. In fact, Chief Harmon, is that a committee we're going to continue to resource?
It's the board's choice.
Okay. I'll ask the board. Then, and the policies and procedures committee. We also have a PATH committee, which we have created. The building renovation committee, building parks committee, that Director Toombs has been heading up that activity. There is not a committee, but a coordinator that we have made a lot of use of in the past, but I think we probably may need in the future, the Parks and Recreation Coordinator. And then the Kensington Public Safety Council. The question now goes to my colleagues. Did I leave any committees out?
Emergency preparedness? Isn't there an emergency preparedness committee?
I thought that it morphed into the Public Safety Council.
No. That Public Safety Council is actually a private citizens group. There is supposed to be an Emergency Preparedness Committee, Chief?
Well, yeah, that was an old committee that was actually two board members from this board usually met with two board members from the fire district. It really hasn't been in place. You have represented the board at the Kensington Public Safety Council, and we kind of call that the Emergency Preparedness Committee.
But, okay.
But the way it was set up, for two members of this body to be with two members of the fire district. It hasn't happened since before I was in here. So I don't know if you just want to use that as a spot to hold that participation in the Public Safety Council or not.
It could be whatever the chair of the committee decides to make it into. That's okay. The beauty of a committee. You can run wild. Oh, sorry.
That'll never happen here, right? What I'd like to do is to poll the directors and see which area that they would like to. It would be very great if we could have a director heading up all the committees, at least one director. My belief is that we ought to have a lot of autonomy in these committees this year, and that the committees basically should run themselves and be responsive to the community needs. And so with that in mind, the person or persons that the chair of the committees will have the basically 100% accountability for what gets done. And so I think I would like to ask my colleagues which of these committees they would like to serve on and or to head up. We may not solve it all tonight, but we can give it a start. Director Toombs.
I'd like to stay on the building or renovation committee, and I'd actually like to take on this emergency preparedness committee. I'm a glutton.
Chuck, you going to stay on finance?
Tony and I had a discussion about this. It just seems appropriate that the board chair actually kind of run the finance committee, because that's kind of the granddaddy of all committees. I'm happy to stay on it as a support if you want. Linda and I ran the committee last 2 years, I think. The last 2 years, yeah. I'm happy to chair it, too. It's just that I think it's a job that the chair of the board should actually do, just because it's spending the money is fundamental to the health of the organization. But I'm happy to do either.
It's fun to give that continuity, though, so it seems like either that maybe Tony should be on it, but then either you or Wendy should be on it as well, just to have that continuity.
That would create some good succession, too.
Okay.
So I'll be more than happy to take the seat on it. And
I'll take the second chair.
Okay. Solid waste committee. I'm sure there's an acronym for it.
Oh my God.
Let's stay with solid waste right now.
Yeah, that would be prestige. Yeah. That'd be my pleasure. That is my life.
Thank you. And then when it piles up.
Can I add something to your discussion on solid waste before someone jumps into that committee?
Yeah.
That committee is made up of a representative from the county,
right,
and Bayview, and we tend to have our meetings during the business day, so I don't know.
I'll do it.
Availability.
I know that you go in the city.
But darn.
You're on solid waste?
Yep.
Yield me for that one, Pat.
I'm always on garbage duty.
I'm going to skip over the Intergovernmental Community Policies and Procedures Committee. I'm going to ask Linda if she has a bandwidth to continue with that.
Right, I'll stay on that.
We're halfway through it, and right, she's doing an outstanding job.
Great. Can I go back to Intergovernmental Committee?
Absolutely.
Isn't this almost, is that something that we can use with the potential for what Dan has in mind for the fire coordinating? I'm just thinking, since it's intergovernmental, we could go with the fire board, we could go with...
Or the park.
Or the park.
Planning and recreation.
Oh, right. Okay, so let's let it sit.
Okay. So, we have the infamous PATH committee, but I have this feeling nobody's going to let me get away from it, right?
Yeah. Tag your it.
That one you're going to have.
PATH person.
Okay, the Parks and Recreation Coordinator, as you heard from Dan tonight, and then over the years, that and with the things that are going on in the paths, and with the things that are going on in buildings, and the fact that we have a pretty robust Parks and Recreation program under the GM, that's an important committee, and I would really like to see one of you all step up to that. I will volunteer to also be on that committee.
What about the new person?
Well, we could, yeah.
Since they're not here, they get
it.
I want them to be on solid waste.
The volunteer for the... What a learning experience, though. Okay, and then
I'll save a spot for a new person.
Thank you. Yes, and then the Kensington Public Safety Council.
You can rope that into the emergency preparedness. I'll go to those meetings.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I ask a point of clarification? Director Toombs, you said you want to be on the building committee. Are you talking about the park buildings committee?
Yeah.
Or the, because we do have a...
The parks building committee. What
we
have
the public safety building. I want to make sure that, okay, park buildings, okay.
I would like to start here, and then we can talk amongst ourselves, and if we want to switch around or put our names on another one, and then would the committee chairs now be now go forth and solicit your committee members to stay or new ones, and then we'll, at our next meeting, we'll flush this out and report that. Would that be all right?
Can we just go down the list again once more with feeling?
Yeah, in fact, I'm going to ask.
Okay, what I have, okay, as far as the standing committees of the board, for the Emergency Preparedness Committee, we have Director Toombs. For Solid Waste, we have Director Lipscomb. For Finance, we have President Lloyd and Director Toombs. As far as committees, for the PATH Committee, President Lloyd. PATH. The Park Building Committee, Director Toombs. Park and Rec, whoever the new person is, along with President Lloyd. Policy and Procedures, Vice President Gillette and Director Lipscomb. We didn't name anyone to intergovernmental and external issues.
What does that committee do?
We haven't had it.
Kind of
the definition in the manual here that you'll be revising, the board coordinator for intergovernmental and external issues shall be concerned with new laws and regulations affecting the district and liaison with other governmental and legislative bodies.
Oh, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I'll be happy to do that.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'll do it with Pat.
And we can go on a field trip to legislate.
Well, I'm following all these things anyway. I'm following all the
capital, yeah. Country, world. Once we get that per diem.
I think it's Paris.
That's right.
After the policy manual needs.
The audience is joining.
Okay, other than the park funding, which I think is really part of the park building committee, I think we're good.
Okay.
Tony, the one thing I'd add to correct things, I think actually you have the power to appoint all the committee members, so what maybe the thing to do is to bring our list to you of people we want on these committees. The finance committee is pretty much set up. I think we can talk to those people. But maybe the other people can start to look around and bring a list for approval by you, because I think you have that final authority.
I would be more than happy to go over them with you, but I don't think my judgment's going to be any better than any one of you. So by all means, bring them and we can talk about it. And but it'll probably be a complete. Questions from the
committee? Yeah, Tony, the Solid Waste Committee also includes appointed by the supervisor. That's according to the contract.
Yes.
And that has been the same person for a number of years. Okay. And I think she's interested in.
I would welcome the continuance there, but let me speak with her and then find out if there needs to be a change.
Her husband's here.
I know that. I think it's only fair, though, that we have a talk before.
Yeah.
We all have a talk.
We have to vote for her.
Recruit. Okay. Any other issues around committees? Yes. By policy, yeah.
Yes, by policy.
Yeah.
That brings me to the next question, because it seems to me that we voted for all of these, and if there's personnel issues that are happening,
within the board. I think the whole board should be hearing, and that's my opinion. But it does follow the policy. At the next meeting, can I formally request that we expedite the IC manual and look at the committee?
I have no objection.
Because it fits right into what you're doing now to actually look at what the policy says. That's the reason why I'm bringing that up. But I do want to be, I do want to understand why two chief members of the board that are privy to information that the others may not be.
Quality improvement in our process and our procedures is very, very important to being able to go forward with more of us being able to have a consensus around what we do when we do and how we do it. I think that's a great segment. Thank you.
And that's why I wanted to bring up the policy on the agenda just on our reading of it.
Sure.
And discussion.
Ms. Benson.
Well, is it my understanding of the Brown Act that when more than a quorum of guys is directed to meet, then it's an official meeting, and that's why we limit it to only two of you?
Well, that interpretation has to be looked at when we discuss something like this. Yes.
Okay.
We can't violate any of the governances that tell us how we operate.
I know, but so.
No, I mean, to Ms. Pascott's point of having more people in the meeting.
And I think the purpose of the committee is not to usurp the information from the other board members. I would assume the committees get work done before the other board members.
Yes.
So, if there were a personnel issue.
But it's all an interpretation, and we voted for everybody to participate at the same level.
Right. And everyone has to be on every committee, right?
No, I'm just talking about the executive committee.
Well, we've agreed to talk about it.
Yes, and you guys discussed it. I just want to hear the discussion.
Okay, I'd like to close that topic out and go to topic number three. We may have to ask for an extension. Let's try to see how long it's going to take us. I want to thank all the directors for all the work they've been doing behind the scenes to pull together a process for filling the board, the vacant board slot, and for the community, for those of you that have spoken up or called or sent me notes. It was becoming overwhelming, and what I did wisely was I asked my colleagues if we could kind of divide and conquer. And so Director Coons and Director Gillette graciously took on the task of pulling the process together for a recommendation for the rest of us tonight. So I'd like to turn it over to them to go ahead and take us through this part.
So what we did was
that better?
What we did, is that better?
Maybe we could turn it up a little in the sound booth.
Better? Okay, now I might sing. So what we did was we asked all of the board members to submit questions for the candidates who will be applying for the vacancy on the board. We got all those questions from board members, and we also invited the public to submit questions as well. We received some questions from the public, and hopefully in the handouts back there, you should have a list of all of the questions that were submitted by board members and the public. That's the second page of the document that says Greg Harmon and then my name with an email address. So it's this page. And it has all the questions that were submitted. I took them and sort of categorized them because most of the questions were had similar themes. So I grouped them by theme. And then I made a recommendation in the email that you'll see, which is the first page of this handout. So that's the email from me to Chief Harmon, recommending the questions that I thought of the various categories that were asked, which would be the best. So I tried to pick one from each of the categories, and then one general question. So the four questions that I'm recommending, and I think Chuck agreed to those, are what motivates you to serve on KPPSD? Please describe any special professional, technical, or vocational skills you will bring to the management of the district business and affairs. That went to sort of what's your skill set for being on the board. The third question is, please describe the top three issues you see affecting Kensington, the Kensington community, and how you would approach each of those issues. That went to various questions that were submitted that dealt with what are the issues that are facing the board. And then the last one was, tell us about a time when you were part of a group working on a complex problem. What was your role, and how did it work out? And that went to a number of questions that were submitted going to consensus building. So I thought with those, since we were trying to limit this to four questions, that that would cover the field of skills, motivation, ability to bring consensus and cooperation and collaboration, as well as being some awareness of what the issues are that are facing the community. So I think we'd like to have a discussion on the board as well as with the public as to whether those are the right questions, whether there are additional questions, et cetera. And then Chuck came up with a timeline to make sure that we got everything accomplished before the February 7th date, which is our drop-dead date.
I can spend a little bit of time going over the timeline, but it's very much what the chief gave us, too. The first thing, of course, is we have to discuss the process and procedures for interviewing the candidates. We're doing that right now. We're going to discuss the recommended questions, again, right now. We've already sent out the notice to the community that all interested persons must submit a letter indicating their interest by January 17th. That's on track. We'll give all the interested candidates the four questions the board decides tonight on no later than January 18th at noon. We'll publish the agenda on January 25th, which contains both the candidates' letters of interest and the questions selected by the board. We'll then host the meeting of the board on January 30th, at which time the letters will be reviewed, interviews conducted, and time permitting a selection made at the required open session. The selection must be made by the required approval of no less than three of the four board members. If for any reason time does not permit selection at the January 3rd meeting, then we'll hold a follow-up meeting on February 7th. But we have to complete the process and give the county notice of our selection by February 8th. Is that the right date, Chief? Okay, February 8th is the deadline.
That's the date I'm using. There's some question if it's the 8th or the 10th, but I'd rather just...
There's a holiday
schooling
or someplace.
And we're good.
But so that's the timeline, and it's pretty straightforward. So the bigger question is to really have an idea what kind of questions we want to ask the candidates who are interested in applying. And Pat and I thought these were very good questions. They were simple and straightforward enough so people couldn't get all twisted up in a knot, but also helpful enough for the board and the community to take a look-see at these people. So I think they're great questions as we've selected them.
So if any, if any of the board members have any comments about the questions that we've chosen, or like a better question, or want to reword the questions, I played with the language a little bit.
Director List?
No, I think they're great.
I'm fine with it. And I love the music.
Santa's here.
I'm fine with the question. Comments from the public on the questions. That looks good. Then my next question to the two of you would be, let's fast forward to the candidate letters will come in, and I know so far there are two. I'm sure there are other people out there. I hope there are other people out there that are also interested in. This is a good team of folks, and that having the fifth voice to balance the load and being able to do some of the things that we're talking about, like dance project and other things, we can really use the additional resource and input from the community. So it's important. But we do have two candidates at this point in time. We are reviewing their qualifications and resumes individually, and then we'll come together on the 18th to have a discussion. And then my question really then becomes on the 30th. On the 30th, what process will we use, can we expect to use, so that we can come out of that meeting with a decision or an appointment?
Well, what I had envisioned actually was simply having the two candidates sit in the front with spotlights on them.
We would smoke cigars.
Yeah. I have my friend. But no, I'm kidding. The point is, it's easy enough to put two people in the front and literally just ask them questions. Give them the luxury of standing up at the podium if they'd like to. Just have them make the questions. It all has to be done in public. It all has to be done. Our discussions have to be in public. So people applying for this have to have a thick skin, because we may say things that they don't like, but that's what we have to do. And then we actually vote then. So we have a discussion like we do on any other issue. We'll ask people the questions, listen to their answers. It's not really a question of public comment. It's a question of board comment. The public is welcome to watch, but they don't have the privilege of asking the question.
That's important. That
so, yeah. But and then the board will simply decide in public how it wants to vote. They can discuss the candidate's capabilities, their resumes, whatever it wants to say, but it all has to be in public. And it's done that night in the best of all possible worlds. It's simple, it's elegant, it's straightforward.
And I would suggest that the questions be asked. We ask question one of both candidates, then question two, et cetera, yep. And we alternate so that, as we did in the candidate forum, I think that would result in the best process.
No, I'm fine with the process.
When we actually come to the deciding or voting, so to speak, is that going to be an obvious vote to all in the room, or will it be a paper ballot vote and then a readout of the results?
Nope. Raise your hand, yes, I'm in favor of this person. It's very public. It has to be. It's very public. You will say why you think one candidate's better than the other, or the best of four or five candidates, and then we will literally vote. The hand vote.
A hand vote back to each one?
Yeah.
What happens if you tie?
I get to break the tie. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. You hear the hussy. No sense of humor.
Well, you got our attention.
Yeah, there won't be a tie because...
So what happens if you have two?
Right, and three like one.
Well, I think... Can I tell you what the process kind of is? After you have your interview with how many candidates you have up here, the board has an opportunity to nominate.
I was like, just going to say, somebody
director so-and-so will nominate candidate one for the, and then there'll be a second or not. And then you go as far as votes, unless another director might have, well, I want to nominate candidate such and such if we have more than two. And we just take it as we take any other board business.
And are we to receive any information about these candidates?
Well, that's what I wanted to talk
to.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about, as far as the process. What I recommend is like send out the resume / letters of interest to the board. And I was thinking, I don't know how we do this, but my concern is the ones that I've received, there might be a little bit too much personal information in it for it to be a public document.
That's their risk. Right. You have to just submit it. Whatever they gave us is what the public's going to get unless you ask them to be submitted.
Well, let me just, a little further on that. When you ran for the position, there was less information that you put out in your candidate statements that these people are putting in there. I'm a little uncomfortable making those, their letters are okay, but in the case of resumes, it's pretty, I think it's a bit of an intrusion.
Can I interrupt for just 1 second because I'm new at this? If we run over time, and if so, should I ask for an extension so that we can make sure our decisions here are on the record legitimately?
Well, we have plenty of time. It's only 9:05.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
So Greg, or Chief Harmon, I sort of disagree with that. I think if...
I'm just asking. I'm not...
Here's what I would do. If there is any concern that someone has submitted information that you think they might not want to make public, then I think we should have a telephone call, say, we intend to make this
public.
Okay,
I'll contact them. And in fact, what I'll do is I'll contact every candidate and advise them that their letters of interest and their resumes that were submitted will become a public document. Therefore, if you want to make any changes or edits to those, get them to me before the packet goes out.
That's what I think as well.
I can do that.
Yeah, before January 17th.
That's the deadline, January 17th.
By the 17th.
Okay.
So any of those Playboy bunnies that have applied.
So that being the case, we decided how we'll select the candidate, the process, the procedures, and any privacy issues. Is there anything else that we ought to decide here?
No, I think we really have it very simple, very elegant, and very plain, which is what we want.
Then let's. I want to give one more opportunity for the community if they have any questions or thoughts or comments on the process that we will be using. Yes.
Is it possible that there will not be three votes for either of the candidates?
Mathematically, yes.
Possible.
But we don't leave until we get it.
Yeah.
until you see the white smoke. That's why we have the fireplace. Come on. You think that fireplace there is for looks?
Let me rephrase the question. It seems possible to me that you get two weak candidates that this board is not satisfied with.
We have until February 8th to select the next director. That's all there is to it.
If we don't do it,
with the pool we have, it goes to the county.
County will select.
So it's not a question of, you know, either we use our powers as the board to select the next director, or the county will do it for us if we can. It's that simple.
So get out there and round up those candidates and have them send their letters in.
Okay, with that... with that admission, there's one other thing that I would like before we adjourn and ask for a movement to adjourn here. Two things, actually. One is that we have been discussing a planning seminar, if you will, a board planning seminar sometime in the near future that would obviously include the community. And that's still on the table. I would hope that we can come to some format decision for no later than March, preferably in February, to have that discussion. And the reason for that is just so that we can continue to determine how best to go about running the business for the community based on what the community says it needs and wants. And the other thing is that I'm going to ask Chief Harmon, along with my colleagues, to engage in some recommendations for updating the website, the Kensington website, and the board website. And so I've heard from some of you that said certain pieces of information you would like to see there or not see there or like updated. If you would send your comments or thoughts to Chief Harmon over the next few days or so, we will take that into consideration, but we will be making an effort to bring the website current and keep it that way going forward in 2013. Including, by the way, it's my anticipation that we will, on the website, have the priorities of the district. We have them as of this year, but we need to revisit them in this context we were just talking about, any additional priorities that we want to add to that, so there can be little doubt as to what our focus is, and that you know what we're focusing on, and we know what you want to focus on. If we follow that. So, having said that,
can I make one other comment?
Yes, absolutely.
We had I discussed with some people in the community the idea of making sure that we communicate more clearly with the, and directly with the community. And I think one of the things that was discussed was the possibility of having two ways of doing that. One would be some type of a column in the Outlook from the president of the board or a board member, at least once a quarter, if not every time the Outlook comes out, just sort of highlighting an issue or something that was discussed. And then secondly, having some type of meeting, maybe at the Arlington Cafe or somebody else, some public meeting where we, one or two board members might appear and just discuss, get community input about issues that, that people are have concerns about. So I don't know what the proper way is to raise that, but since we can't talk as a board except here, I thought I would raise it.
Sounds like a good start. What if when the Director Lipscomb and Director Toombs?
I think it's a good idea because I noticed Laurie Capitelli always
Hold on. It's not on the agenda tonight, and I hate to do this, but if you stick with the Brown Act, we can't discuss it.
Fair enough.
I suggest you put it on the next agenda, okay. And then we can run through exactly, have a proposal of what you want to do, but it's not on the agenda tonight. We just can't discuss it.
I don't see it as a formal thing.
Well, it is.
I mean, we're not going to come up with a resolution. Yes, we will go, you know, by command performance to the Arlington on once a month basis. I think it's going to be more like, hey, let's get down there and meet on a Saturday morning. I doubt Laurie Capitelli does it, and he meets regularly at different coffee houses in his district in Berkeley on the council, and I don't think that that's the result of a formal action of the council. I think I'd like a little direction on the necessity for when we can do something and when it has to be a result of some resolution or mandate. That's for another day.
Okay.
In any case, I'll come up with a proposal for the March meeting, for the February meeting.
Great.
Yeah, and I think that could also be part of the intergovernmental external issues.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, wait, now that committee has something
to do. Where's
that
new person?
They're going to love this job. Okay, closing comments, Director Toombs?
Is there a motion to adjourn? Yeah,
I'll take that.
I second.
Okay, no other comments? All in favor of adjournment, say aye.
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 Okay, motion is carried. Thank you very much. We'll see you on the 30th,
which is a Tuesday.
We'll see you this Saturday morning at 9 o'clock to discuss the public financing for the park. That's when we'll see you next.
Right, Saturday.